church is about falling apart at the same time. That's what makes it special. You live long enough, the two of you become one good person. You become one. One can see, one can hear. One can walk, one can use their hands. You need each other. You have to go to movies together. One listens, one watches. You become a team. One got a good right hip, one got a good left hip, and you balance. They're so cute together. No, they'd fall down. They need one another. Once you've been with somebody so long, you just understand stuff. You have the same vision. You share glasses. You got glasses all over the house. Wait, girl, let me hear you. I think they're behind the stove. I always had 20/20 vision all my life. I can't see now. You know how I found out? I'm in a movie theater, and I'm the only one goes, just focus it. And usually other people join in with you. They were like, you might want to move down toward the front, Sinbad. So now I got them progressive glasses so I can see far at the top and I see close at the bottom. But and they told me you can drive with it. No, you can't. You got to learn the sweet spot. You got to find the sweet spot. You know how many times I stop at a stop sign? Ah, it's way out there somewhere. What? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my bad, my bad. It's right here, my bad, I'm sorry. So I want to help you ladies with questions you have. Anything you might have, some about a man that throws you off, some about your man that drives you crazy. I'll fix it in 13 seconds. You don't need no long counseling. Any woman, somebody, man, make you mad. Anything, something, shout it out. Shout it. Be romantic. What does that mean? You got to be specific with a man. I don't even know what you're talking about. Be romantic. What? Fix the screen door? What? What do you want me to do? I want romance. I want romance. What? Hold your hand, what? Then say it. Look at your man, hold my hand. Ah, I got it. Now you finally got what you're looking for. I want romance, could you read those books? How to make love last forever, how to have romance forever. Too much work. Just say what you want. You got a man always forget your birthday? Forget that, buy yourself a car. Look what you got me. He'll remember next year. I'll never forget your birthday again. That one cost me a lot of money. Okay, let me help. What confuses you most about women? I'll fix it. What confuses you most about women? And I'm going to fix it for you. I'm going to help you understand it. That they act like nothing. You're not married, are you? Because you're talking. She ain't here, is she? Why are you talking? You ain't learned nothing. You have learned nothing in your life. That's why you stay in trouble. You got to live this. You know what she did? She did this. See, you don't know what that means. You're a single man. That means this man's in trouble. He don't even understand. She did that. They're going to be in the car. What? Why you always got to say something? He asked me something. That's a man that's sleeping downstairs tonight. Look at all these men. Look at these married men sitting here. They're trying to assume the position of getting in no trouble. That's your job as a man, to get in trouble. That's your job. Your problem is you're trying not to be in trouble. Accept the trouble and be sarcastic with it. Piss them off. That's half the fun of being married. You did that on purpose. Oh, yes, I did. That's foreplay. They need to have training for husbands, men training for husbands. How to be a husband, how to talk, how to survive a date. You gotta practice, you gotta look in the mirror. What? Oh no, you gotta learn to make those faces. Act like you're trying to speak, but don't let nothing come out. Don't say nothing, but act like you're trying to be involved. Isn't it funny how the whole sex thing changes once you get married? For the first 3 or 4 years, you have sex. Then you got to work. You got to earn it. You got to earn it. You got to earn it. It's a trade. It's a trade. They'll come in naked. I'll give you some if you fix something.
I fixed the light.
You got to trade out. You start taking rain checks. You don't, so you date. It's all sexy. You date. What you doing? What you doing?
We get married. You want to do something? Well, it's Tuesday. I wish you had said something earlier. I didn't. We usually do stuff on Thursday. I didn't know we were going. Then I need to set some DVRs. I can't. We got to tape our shows.
Can't miss our shows. Get off schedule. We can't get off schedule. And then once you have a baby, all the sex stop. Women freak out. Somebody, women, once they have babies, like they don't want the baby to know they was freaky. Like the baby will see. The baby's a month old. Men can have sex with a baby looking right at him. Who's your daddy? I'm everybody's daddy. I'm your daddy. I'm her daddy. I'm everybody's daddy. Women freak out on that stuff. Some of y'all got kids at your house, man, that messed up your love life. That messed up your love life. Shh, the kids will come in. Shh. You gotta learn to have like static sex, okay? You're moving. No, I swear I'm not moving. I got asthma. I was breathing. It's your house. Those kids don't pay for nothing. Take your house back. Don't have quiet sex. Keep the door open. Be loud. They'll only come in once. And they'll never come back. Now you got your house back. That's what you do. Now I want to help y'all. Who got grown folks at the house? I'm going to help you. Who got grown kids can't get them out the house? Got grown kids? Grown kids can't get them out the house? I'm going to help you. Now, they're going to be damaged. This is going to jack them up. But they will leave your house tonight. You and your husband walk around naked and have sex. Grown kids can't take their parents having sex. It freaks them out. While they're eating breakfast, coming in naked into the kitchen. How long are you going to be here? We're going to use that table. Oh, God, Daddy. That's nasty, Daddy. Smack your wife on the butt. Your mama's a freak. They will run out of your house. Oh. We are what we are. We can't help it. And then we get into relationships and things change. You get in relationships. That's why I tell people, before you have kids, travel, see the world. When you first get together, go places. Because once you have children, you're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese. That's all you're going. That's your Europe. That's your France. That's your Bermuda. Chuck E. Cheese. There's people here who are over 50 with no kids. They don't look old. Look at people with no kids. No wrinkles. They just sit there. Oh, my God. We're going to Jamaica next week. And people with kids, you don't know the joy. You don't know the joy. Trying to make you have kids. You need some kids. Look how happy I am. Shut up. Man, because kids change everything. 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 Where are my people in their 20s? Where are my people in their 20s? In their 20s? Leave your house. Move out. Move out. I know times are tight. Don't move back to save money. That's how we save money, with you out. As soon as times get tight, y'all come back. It's tough out here. I gotta regroup. We're trying to regroup too. Don't let your kids back in the house. Crack the door. Hey, what's up? Mama, it's me. I know. I see you. I'm going to tell your dad you're here. Jennifer's here. Back up. We're going to come out and talk to you. Back up. It's crazy, man. And y'all move back home and you pissed off. Mad. You don't even have to be there. They hate it here. You're supposed to. I get my parents. I understand my mother and dad now. I see why they made our life so hard when we were young. They want you to hate it so much. You say stuff. They can't wait to go. There you go. I'm going to help you. And kids are mad now, don't even have chores. Know what's a chore now? Clean your room. There ain't no chore, you live there. You're supposed, chores is like, my dad had chores like, help me put in a hot water heater, I'm 8 years old. Don't you drop it on me again. Yeah. Don't you drop that hot water heater on me. That's how you learn stuff. Then he taught me about gas, like the pilot light, took the eyebrow off. What'd you learn? What'd you learn? My father didn't put no sockets in the plugs. He didn't have no little sockets in the wall. He said, take this knife, stick it in there. That's called electricity. And I bet you won't do that again. Now show your little brother, show your little brother. That's how you learn stuff. Man. It's just crazy. Being a parent, I tell young people, man, cut your parents some slack. Cut, because you're going to be just as jacked up. I know you think you're going to be a better parent. I know all y'all can't wait to be a parent. No, we can't wait either. We hope you have kids for your life suck just like us. We can't wait for you to have kids so that one time you come to the house, I don't know what to do. Don't bring them here. I already had one just like him. I don't need another one. How many of y'all grandparents? How many of y'all grandparents in here? They try to drop the kids. They try to drop the grandkids at your house like you want that. They show up like this. We're so worn out. We just want to go have a dinner. Can you watch them? Oh, next time they do that? Okay, watch them. Give them some Red Bull, some cotton candy. Fire that child up. Have that child high. When they come to get them, mama. Mama, grandma. I bet you won't bring them here no more. You'll have ADD, ADHD when you get out of here. Now, what is it? Every kid got ADD. Every kid got ADD now. Oh, he's got ADD. All he did was stand up. Oh, he's got ADD. What did he do? He stood up. No kid stands up in this class. If they play outside, they wouldn't have no ADD. They wouldn't have it. They wouldn't have it. Go outside. It gets all that out of you. My father, I had ADD. There's no name for it. They had a different name. Run around this house again. Run around this house one more time like you lost your mind. Now sit down. Quit shaking. Get yourself together, boy. He cured me of my ADD with no drug. So I could exist in society. Men, y'all gotta quit going to strip clubs. Men, go home. Go home. Go home. Go home. Go home. Now I'm gonna help the ladies out. Why do you think men go to strip clubs? Why do men go to strip clubs? Huh? Why do you think men go to strip clubs? I'm gonna help. See, women, y'all don't understand the mind of a man. I'm gonna help y'all tonight. Why do you think men go to strip clubs? Because a half-naked woman smile at you and say your name. But y'all don't do it at home. What do you do at home? Oh, here, your daddy. Your daddy here. Look who's finally here. Here he come. You used to like him. Ladies, what happens once we get married? You hate us. I mean, you hate us. When we date you, you love you. You say the same thing, but it means different things. When you date us, you show your friends, there he is. Oh my God, that's him. Oh God, that's him. When you're married, here you go. Yeah, that's him. That's what God blessed me with. I guess God was mad at me. Same words, different meaning. When you first get together, she's in the kitchen, you walk up behind her, you're so nasty. When you've been married, you're just nasty. That's just nasty. Back up, touch me again. I want to deal with all this stuff about keeping it real. Everybody talking about keeping it real. That's a whole new thing. Everybody, I'm keeping it real. What's keeping it real? Most times somebody say you keep it real, run from that person. Run. Get away from them. Because, you know, keeping it real, you just do the right thing. Everybody, I'm from the hood. I'm the hood. What's that mean? Everybody from the hood. Everybody. The hood, the move, the whip, the valley. The valley's the hood now. I'm from the hood. I'm hood. Calabasas. West side. West. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, times are tight. We're going see people tripping, talking about recession. Look, I'm 53 years old. We've been here before. This ain't new to us. We've been broke. It's y'all in your 20s, like, what are we gonna do? My iPod. I can't get the new iPod. Then sing. Learn the song and sing it. That's how you live broke. Don't be ashamed because you broke. Don't be walking around you ashamed because you broke. People that look like they got money broke, just broke as you. Bro, they roll up on you in the car. You need a ride? Because they hope you got gas money. Why don't you ride with me? No, I insist. No, I insist. See, all of this was not the government's fault. A lot of it was the government's fault, but we jacked up. We asked for way too much stuff. Way too much stuff. You got a job making $100 a year and bought a house for $3 million. Talk about, I don't know what happened with the payment. They changed it. The payment went up. It was $1 a month. And it changed after 6 months. Don't be stupid, man. Don't let people treat you like you're stupid. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Like that man, Bernie Madoff, took, what, 500 million? I can't even say how do you steal 500 million and be calm? I couldn't even fake it. Woo! How you doing? I got y'all money. I can't believe y'all gave me your money. It's gone. How do you take 500 men? I knew there were no black folks because he's still alive. And I'm not talking about 500 million black people. I gave him $1,000. I gave him that's all my money. I saw people on TV. I lost everything. I lost 20 million. You ain't at his house? I've been outside the gate. Bernie! I know there's some money. I'm going over the fence. You see me in the news.
Sinbad went over the fence at Bernie Madoff's house.
I'm gonna get my money back. I'm cheap. That's why I don't go to strip clubs. Lap dance. You better dance over there. I'm right here. I'm just here listening to music. Make it rain, I'll hit you with a quarter. Men are so confused. I got a son that's 20 years old. My daughter's 23. My daughter said she's trying to find a good man. I said, learn to be by yourself for a second. Don't be crying. Look, she waved. You got a man. Why you raise your hand? She think this. You with a man. She said, that's right. Look what you just did. That's right, be by yourself. As you hold his hand. What was that about? That's right, be by yourself. I'm talking about you. Now, if he had done that, that's right. Oh, really? You've been in the parking lot. What? What'd I say? Well, slow down. You better love that man. He got you a front row seat. At least it's good for a show. See, young, how old are you? How old are you right now? How old are you? 34. You say you're still young, man. See, my mom's generation, they know how to work. My mom worked my dad. My mom know how to get my dad put patio in, build a guest room. They know how to work a brother back in the day. My dad was like a slave. You need to put that roof up. See, look at him. My man can do everything. All she had to do was give him some Kool-Aid. Working it. Work. Because my mom got style. Young ladies, y'all got to get style back. Y'all angry. Y'all just mad. Smile sometime. You might have a good man, you just don't know it. You just stay so angry. What? Ladies, what are y'all mad about? Let me help. What are y'all mad about? What? Because we no good. Every man no good. Every man. See, that's one woman. Every man. You dated everybody? Or did you miss somebody? Maybe that's the problem. You dating too many people. Pick one. See what happens. Okay, I'm going to go with that. What makes a man no good? I'm gonna help ladies out. He lies. That's how you make a relationship stay alive. If a man does not lie, the relationship is done because you ask questions that make no sense. So I have to lie. If you don't want me to lie, quit asking me questions. You keep asking me questions that you know I have to lie at. Do I look fat?
No.
If you wasn't fat, you wouldn't have asked. That's why you asked the question. Skinny people don't say, do I look fat? Skinny people say, do you want to eat? Would you like to have a sandwich? She just wants to see how dumb you are when you tell the truth. And men, all you young men, don't you fall for this one. Even if it hurts me, tell me the truth. They'll say, how stupid is the man I'm with? You lie. Now, I'm not talking about lying about cheating, lying about other women. I'm talking about little things that you have to lie about. All those little things they ask you, all kind of stupid stuff, stupid things. Do you like this movie? No, I hate The Notebook. I hate it. It's not even real. It's not real. Women love those kind of movies where she had Alzheimer's and she didn't know him anymore. And he wrote a book. Remember when I met you, we were riding a bike. In real life, he'd have came to the hospital. Do you know me? No. It sounds wrong, but it's the truth. See, these books and all, remember, it's all these books and these talk shows that women who don't have a man. All these books and talk shows with women who don't have a man telling you how to lose the man you got because they want you to be just as lonely as they are. Men are so simple, we freak you out. We're so simple, you can't get to it. Men are simple. We're so simple, it bothers you. You don't understand the simpleness of men. Okay, this is how simple a man. This is two men in the car and he make a wrong turn. Dude, man, that's it. We're gonna turn left and come back. That's how simple, that's solid. This is you with your wife. Oh, God. Oh! Why would you turn there? Why? Let's just go home. I don't even want to go now. I don't even want to go. The whole night is ruined because I turned left. I can turn back around. No, I have a headache now. Men sometimes hurt. This is men. This is what we do. This freaks you up. This is a man acknowledging you. Okay, that means I heard you. But that's not enough for a woman. Okay. No, say it back. Say it back. Say what I said. Oh, now it's an SAT test. I have to pass the test. This is two men having a conversation. Man, you gonna go to the club? Yeah. Done. What time? What time will you be there? What? No. What way are you gonna go? Well, how would you get there? If you don't know where it's at, why would you say you're gonna go? You don't even know where you're going. You don't even know where you're going. You said yes. You don't even know where you're going. I got a GPS. Don't overcomplicate the situation. Make it simple. What else, ladies? Men on what? Men don't know how to find anything. Like what? I find everything I need. I can't find your stuff. I found everything that belonged to me. Except for the one that you moved to a better spot that makes more sense. When you move my shoes to a better spot, because that's the spot you like. What else, ladies? Huh? Snoring. Did he snore when he met you? Did he snore when he met you? He didn't. Well, you sucked the life out of him. He has no air. He had a lot of air when you met him. He used to sleep at night. Now he's just trying to survive the night. He ain't snoring, he's dying. A little bit each night, a little bit. Y'all call it sleep apnea. We call it marriage. There's not a man here that's single with sleep apnea. Know you get sleep apnea from? Men, see, young dudes, you know, women hit you in your sleep. A wife will tag you. She'll have a flashback or something. Look at you. You'll wake up. What the hell? And she'll lie. Something bit me too. Did you get bit? Something bit me too. Some stuff you're not supposed to have. Like little dogs that fit in your purse and your pocket. That's not a dog. We got one. We got a chihuahua. My wife found a chihuahua. We saved it from a parking lot. Whenever you see a dog in a parking lot, somebody put that dog there for a reason. There's a reason. When you go to the dog pound, I mean, that sounds good to save an animal from a dog pound. There's a reason people let them dogs go, because they're crazy. There's a reason. There's a reason you let them dogs go. And they fake it, because they know they're about to die. So when you go to the dog pound, they're like this. Hey, what's up? Hey, 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 woo, hey. Then we get them home. Oh, dude, you know I'm checked out. Dude, I got issues. I got this dog. We don't know what it is. It's mixed with everything. It's a chow, German Shepherd puppy. I don't know what it is. I've had it for 8 years. It still don't know me. It still doesn't know me. I come home. Oh, it's you. My bad. Oh, no, it's you. My bad. That's a new shirt. That's a new shirt. That's a new shirt. I tried to take him back. No, they told me, there's an animal psychologist. Oh, no, if I ain't seen the shrink, the dog ain't gonna see one. The dog can't go first. Somebody else in the house gotta go first. Not the dog. I can't pay that kind of money. What? How's he feeling? He's very angry at you. He's very angry at you. Well, then tell him I'm gonna take him outside and leave him outside. And dogs that have been put out of a car, they don't fall for that twice. You try to take a dog in the woods? Oh, hell no. You can get out. I ain't getting out the car. Man, we live in this country now. Everybody going through all this immigration issue. Talk about sending people away. How you going to leave? You've been living here 20 years. I'm like, I'm looking at stuff. Man, people talk about immigration. Well, we got all these people from other countries. Everybody from another country. Did you forget where you came from? We're going to get rid of all the immigrants. There'll be 4 Indians left. That's all you're going to have. If you're going to do immigration, then do it. Get everybody out. Let's start all over again. I ain't going nowhere. I don't know. If I go to Africa, look at me in Africa. What tribe you from? Hiya! Me and you, we own tribe. You got green eyes, you can't be in the tribe. And this is it. See, Americans are just mad because we can't speak any other languages. We're supposed to be an intelligent country. We can't speak to nobody. We're just mad that people come here and can speak other languages. You go to a third world country, don't care to speak 2 and 3 languages. Americans can't speak nothing. We go to other countries mad. Can somebody speak English? These are some stupid people. No, man, you the fool. You in Europe. Hello? 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 Where's the McDonald's? McDonald's. You gotta be careful you go to McDonald's in other countries. They don't have no cows. They got kangaroos and roosters. I don't see no possums here. Oh, yes, you did. That 10-piece McNugget you just had. Oh, man, it's crazy. And then this is what American people do. When we can't speak another language, we speak a dumber version of English. Where are my Spanish people at? I love my Spanish people. Don't you love when somebody tries to speak Spanish to you? You are helping me? Can you understand? Can you helping me? Oh, that's much better. Now I'm right down with you. You better learn to speak another language. You better learn Spanish. You're going to live in this country. Don't fight it no more. You better learn it. The day is coming. You'll be standing in line. Can somebody help me, please? Tell you, man, we should be able to. Man, our kids should be learning all kinds of stuff. This is a metropolitan area, man. I'm sorry. I know it started off and you were slaves. I'm sorry we got free, but you should have fought a little harder during the war. We got loose. My bad. We got loose. Some of y'all lost jobs. Some of y'all, see, older people, see, the American way, young people, y'all understand, what you went to school for ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Forget what your scholarship was. Forget what your degree was in. You better learn the American way. Lie on a resume. You lie. And you learn on the job. You learn when you get there. Can you weld? Well, yeah. That's how I got my first welding job. Well, I've been welding. My daddy taught me how to weld. I didn't realize you can't wear shorts. My first day there, whoo, 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 whoo. And them old men looked at me laughing. Boy, you can't weld. You should have said something earlier. But I got that job. I'll get a job. I ain't worried. I will get a job. I will find myself a job. And I ain't gonna even apply. I'm just gonna get a badge and show up. Can I help you? What are you doing? I got a job. I work here now. Sir, I work here now. You gotta let somebody go. This is my job. You gotta make people think you so crazy they won't fire you. That's how you get job security, not by being a good employee. You gotta be the employee they think will come back at night with a mask and kill everybody in the parking lot. That's how you keep a job in America. Every once in a while, just walk around. Man, if they let me go, I think I'll kill everybody up in hell. Oh, hey, 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 hey. Sinbad, no one's getting laid off. Sinbad, Sinbad, no one's getting laid off. That's what I'm saying. The plant will close. I'll be still working. Man, remember before that? No, I like technology. I like my texting, but there is a limit. Young people text each other, stand right next to each other. Speak. Did you get my text?